on yourself and let them know it's never okay. The truth is out there and you'll find it if you look right away.
You think he gets mad if I'm singing over him?
Nope.
I'm just gonna do the whole thing. It's gotta at least. Hold on, here it comes. No, who's right?
All right, here it comes. Shit out.
Hold on, shut up. There we go. Fade away.
So. So, let's see. A standard 500-piece run of 12-inch LPs with color jackets seems to range around $2,300 to $2,600. A similar run of 100 pieces will float between $1,200 and $1,600.
Okay, so that's it. Let's do a GoFundMe.
Perfect! Yes! I've always wanted to do a GoFundMe, and I didn't know what for. This is perfect. So go fund me.
How do we do this? So those of you that didn't listen to the other episode, their last episode, which is earlier this, fuck it, I don't know, it's so confusing. This will probably all end up going out in one.
All at one time.
So we have decided we're going to figure out a way to put out one episode on vinyl. Only just to see if we can. And so we had like a 15-minute conversation about it. And what we are now working out is the logistics of it. And obviously we need other people to pay for it.
Duh. I'm going to pay for that stupid bullshit. But if you want to donate.
How would we do that? Would we do a GoFundMe? Yeah, let's do that.
All right.
Let's set up a GoFundMe and make it as legitimate as possible.
Okay.
With the goal being raising $3,000.
Yep.
And then we'll figure out which episode it is that we're going to put on there.
Yeah.
Cuz I don't want it to be Pony the Prostitute.
I don't think we can. I think we have to have one that doesn't have somebody else's music in it.
You're right. I want one of our newer episodes.
Yep.
And then we can turn that around. And how many did you say you get out of it?
So for five, 500 pieces is 2,600 to 3,000. 100 pieces is 1,500 to 2,000, roughly.
Okay. So make the GoFundMe for 2,000.
2,000? Okay.
Yeah. And we get 500 records?
100. 500 is 2,600 to 3,000. This is just rough estimate.
Shut up. It's numbers. You're confusing me.
Shut up. It's numbers.
But then we can use the record as one of the things on Patreon to drive people to our Patreon to give us money.
Right.
Wouldn't it be easier if we just kept the GoFundMe money and didn't do anything?
Then you're not supposed to say that up front.
No, but this would be a good way to advertise the show. So if we could get people to share the GoFundMe,
right,
and link it to the website, then people will listen to the website to see if it's worth them donating money to get it pressed. I mean, they will quickly realize it's not.
Right. We're going to have to decide which episode we're getting pressed here. I mean, not here now, but yeah.
We're going to do it now because as soon as we shut off the mics, we won't ever talk about this again.
It's all filler. So I don't remember what we talked about last week, so I sure as hell don't remember what any of our other 60-whatever shows are about.
I think it should be Can I Pee in Your Butt? I think that's one of my favorites.
All right. And since I don't care, we'll go ahead and go with that.
All right. So look for IP in... Nope.
Can I? Nope.
Look for Can I Pee in Your Butt to come out on vinyl.
That's fucking amazing. If that actually happens, wouldn't that be fucking nuts?
Okay, so this is your job. You are going to set up the GoFundMe.
All right.
And then you will be in charge of getting it pressed.
All right.
Can I trust you?
No, I'm not really sure about that, but I'll say yes. Yes. If we raise enough, I will set up the GoFundMe. And if we raise enough money, sorry, when we raise enough money, I will get it pressed.
Then what are we going to do with them?
We'll have a couple hundred copies of this record sitting around. We're never going to reach 100 patrons on Patreon.
So we would each have 50 copies of one episode of our podcast on vinyl.
And do you even have a record player?
Nope.
I didn't think so.
They could just send me like blank discs and I wouldn't know the fucking difference.
blank pieces of fucking vinyl. Here's your show. You idiot. Oh, shit. I like it. This is a great idea.
So first step is to get them pressed.
Yes.
After that, we'll figure it
out.
Yeah,
we'll worry about that. Who cares? Then we got to pay to put them in storage every month. We're going to put a GoFundMe to put our records in storage every month.
So I think I would be okay. So I really do want it on vinyl. I just think that would be cool. I don't know why.
Sure.
But I would be satisfied if we could just have the album cover without anything in it.
What is that going to do? Do we need the lyrics, that lyric sheet? I think we should have a lyric sheet too. Oh
my gosh. All right. So I guess we're going to do the rest of our show here.
Sure, why not? Got nothing else going on.
I'm still going back and forth if I want it all to go out at once or...
No, we're putting it out in two different shows. Two different all chunks.
Right. Okay. You're the boss, producer man. So tips. Here we go.
So tips. All right. So tips. Here we go.
All right. I got to pee. Hold on.
Are you fucking kidding me?
All right. I'm back.
All right.
All right. Did you read this like I told you to?
Go.
You know what? I don't want to start with tips.
All right. What are we starting with? Tips. Go.
You had a. You sent me something. I said, make sure you put that on.
Seating finger.
All right. Go ahead.
All right. How far into the future? Oh, sorry. This is called The Seating Finger Gives Women a Hand to Get Pregnant on Their Own. So how far into the future are we? Far enough to comprehend the implantation of a secondary reproductive organ in your hand. That's the proposal of industrial designer and artist Hu Flung Poo. Who has come up with... That's not... isn't that what it says?
So I wasn't reading along with you. Now I'm trying to find it. I think you were right the first time.
Hu Flung Poo, who has come up with a revolutionary prosthetic concept called the seating finger. A three-part organ allowing women who would opt for the futuristic surgery the independence to reproduce on their own. So I don't want – this is long. I don't want to read this whole thing. But basically what this is they install a pump in your hand and then they enlarge your middle finger.
It's got a big cock on it.
Yeah. Basically you have a big dick on your middle finger and you shove it up inside you and then you push the little pump like a Reebok pump. That's what it reminds me of. You push the little Reebok pump. I'm assuming you have to have a guy jack off into the thing for you still, right?
I think you didn't even read it.
Yeah, I read it. You still have to fill it with sperm.
The pouch produces sperm before being carried through the tube.
No, it doesn't say that. You can't produce sperm without a guy.
They biotechnologically have.
I must have missed that part.
It's a co-incubator system from Hi J9 Studios.
Co-incubator system. Yeah, I must have missed that part.
So is this a real thing? Is it? I mean,
I don't fucking know. These things look real.
No, these are all, you can tell they're rendered pictures.
Sure.
But I mean, is it, who would do this?
Japanese people. The guy's not even, I mean, he's an artist. That's what it says. He's a designer, an industrial designer and artist. That's not even like a real job. It's not like he's a scientist.
I'm going to pretend for the sake of this conversation that this is a real thing that they are going to go through with, even though I know that they're not, right?
All right.
I mean, I think you put it up here because you were worried about them reproducing humanity without the aid of men. I think you put it up here because it's a picture with a hand with a big cock as a middle finger.
Yes. Yep. That's all I saw. I saw, crazy cock finger. I'm in.
But for the sake of content, I want to pretend that this is something that is true.
All right. So if it is true, what does that mean for humanity? If women don't need us to reproduce, and
what does it mean for the fucking food server when they're handing you food?
That's more of an important question. Why didn't I think of that?
So it's funny because the first thing I thought of when you sent me this and I looked at this picture was, how would you brush your teeth without fucking teabagging yourself?
Wham! Wham! Right in the face. So I wonder if there's, if it's sensitive, you know, if you suck on it, if you can come in your own mouth. From your hand. How fucked up is that?
So I don't remember if I said it yet. All these links that we talk about will be on whosrightpodcast.com, including this dick hand. And it looks, I think it's uncircumcised. It's got a washboard stomach. Yeah, something.
Yes, it does. It's scary looking. It reminds me of an alien, but like a dick-shaped alien.
That dick works out, that's for sure.
Yeah, this is fucking nuts.
All right. What?
Tips, go!
All right. So I'm kind of curious what you think about this.
All right.
So Outback Steakhouse waitress is fired after complaining on Facebook that a church group left no tip on a $735 carryout order. An Outback Steakhouse server has been fired after complaining on Facebook that a church group left no tip on a $735 carryout order. Tamlin Yoder, 25, said she spent most of her shift on Wednesday putting together the 75-item order for Christ Fellowship at the Outback, where she worked in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. We take the order over the phone, we put the order together, take payment, and then take the order to the car, Yoder told the Palm Beach Post. Blah, blah, blah. It's a lot of work. Just as much as serving. Yoder said she made just $18 in tips during her shift since she spent most of her time on the church's order of 25 steaks, 25 chickens, and 25 potatoes. Blah, blah, blah. I don't know about it. I care about anything else. What I want to know is, what, do you ever get carry out?
Very, very rarely.
Do but you I tip? Have,
yeah. No. Not on carry out, no.
You're a piece of shit.
Yeah, yes. I mean, the two don't have anything to do with each other, but yes. You tip on carryout?
Yeah, they still got to get the food ready.
But they don't bring it to your table.
They bring it to your car.
So it's different. You tip on, who tips on carryout? That's retarded.
Most people do.
I'm in the right. So I got two problems with this right here. It says right here, she said she didn't identify where she worked. So she got fired just for talking on Facebook about her job. Didn't identify where she worked. I think that in itself is fucked up. Second, there's a coming in to eat takeout, you should automatically be wanting to tip 15%. From there, you either go up or down based on service. Fuck you, bullshit. When you with that attitude, you get a negative tip. I'm not even going to pay you the whole fucking bill.
Then you shouldn't fucking go out to eat.
Bullshit. You should not. If you're a server, you should not expect a 15% tip.
Just, at minimum.
Just to bring, no, that's retarded. Just to bring me my food. If you want a tip, do good service. Do good at your fucking job. I have no problem tipping if you do good at your job. But if you just expect 15% just for the bare minimum of bringing me my food.
Read the sentence again. Read the sentence again because you missed like an important chunk of it, you dummy.
Coming in to eat or take out, you should automatically be wanting to tip 15%. From there, you either go up or down based on service. No, I. What did I miss? I disagree. You come in wanting to eat. I go into a restaurant wanting to eat. If my service is good, I tip. If it's not, I don't.
How much do you tip if it's good service?
I don't know. I try to round it off to $10 or $15, whatever. You know what I mean? So I try to round it to an even $5.
Which is it, 10, 15, or 5?
No, to an even even multiple of 5 is what I try to do.
Okay, so if your meal is $10,
yeah,
how much will you tip?
If my meal is $10, I'd probably leave $15.
So you'd leave a 50% tip?
If the service is good, yes.
All right, so what if the service is average?
I mean, if it's just regular service, I'll leave $2 or $3. I mean, I don't know. If it's unless it's shitty service, you're going to get a tip.
Okay. Let's say that your meal is $100.
Okay.
You and your wife go out to eat, and your meal is your bill is $100.
Yeah.
The service, you were never wanting for anything. Whenever right. you wanted to whenever you needed to refill, it was there.
Yeah.
All that shit. What would your tip be?
$20.
Okay, that's 20%.
Yeah.
How did you come up with that?
It's I don't care about percentages. It's a nice round. If I think about it, like if I was serving, oh look, $20. I don't think, oh look, 15% of whatever. Just a nice round, decent amount of money. That's how I look at it.
So what if it was $200?
I don't know. I've never eaten at a $200 restaurant. I don't know that.
And so it's you and your entire family, yeah. you and your mom and your dad, your kids and your wife.
I'm not sure where you're going with it. Are you trying to find like a cutoff or something?
Like, I'm just trying.
You're talking about extremes. I don't spend.
You've never taken your family out to eat before and had a $200 bill?
No.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
you've had a $200 bill at a restaurant? I don't eat them kind of restaurants, I guess.
It's not them kind of restaurants. You never went to Outback Steakhouse and taken more than one person?
My wife and kids, that's four people. I've never spent $200. I don't go out with my family. We don't do shit. We don't each other.
I think it's probably they don't care for you.
But like I said, we don't like each other.
So just for the sake of the argument, you take out six people and your bill is $200. Service is good. How much do you tip?
Probably like 30, 35 bucks.
Okay. Service is average on a $200 bill.
I don't know, 25 bucks? I don't know. I've never had a $200 bill, so you're asking me questions that are completely hypothetical. I don't know.
All your tips are right around the 15% range. Everything that you're saying is right around the 15% range.
Okay.
And that's because the point I was trying to make that is if you go out to eat for $100 and the service is excellent, you're not going to tip $300.
No.
Right. So like it or not, you're still basing it on that 15% range, which is what this person is saying. If your service is decent, you're going to leave an average size tip. You're not going to leave an underwhelming tip unless you're a prick, and you're not going to leave an overwhelming tip unless you're rich.
Okay.
Right? So you go in there knowing that if your bill is $10, that it's going to cost you more than that by the time you leave. You know that, right? Because you're going to leave. You go on there planning on leaving a tip, assuming that nothing happens.
Sure.
That's all she's saying. So you agree with her?
No, she's a cunt. You can't be.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny is, I really thought that we finally made some headway in our ability to communicate with each other. And I'm sitting here watching you on the screen, you know, and you were sitting there. It's like you were taking everything in. You were being quiet.
Yes.
And in my mind, I'm sitting there watching it, and you're like, oh, now I see what he's saying. He's right. And that's what I was expecting to hear. And it's, nope, she's a cunt.
No, because it's the attitude, right? I don't care what... It's not my fault that you decided to take a job where they don't even pay you minimum wage. You're an idiot. Get a job where they pay you enough money. Don't rely on me.
I know you don't mean that. I know you don't mean that.
What do you
mean? That goes against everything that you believe. What you just said. Yes.
What is it that I believe? Tell me what it is that I believe.
According to four episodes ago, that people that work at McDonald's should be paid a living wage.
Right. I agree with that. Awesome. I forgot I said that.
So I'm going to start asking stuff from our listeners every week.
Uh-huh.
We have listeners everywhere.
Uh-huh.
I assume by happenstance, at least one of them is a server.
Right. Oh, I'm sure more than one, probably.
I know there's like a taboo thing that happens in restaurants because I when I was younger, I worked in restaurants, you know, like spitting in food or dropping somebody's food on the floor. Sure. If you happen to see Anthony, I want you to shit on his food.
Why? I tip
because you're decent. A dick.
If the food or if the service is good, I tip decent. I just don't think that you should, as a server or whatever, have the attitude of, you owe me 15%. Fuck you. You want that 15% to a good job.
All right. Do you ever not leave a tip?
I have, but not very often, because they have to be pretty fucking bad for me not to leave a tip.
Yeah, so I'm the same way. I have no problem not leaving a tip. I'm not going to pay somebody extra to do a shitty job.
Right.
But I walk in the restaurant with the intent that this person is going to get a tip. I plan on tipping.
So I don't tip at, there's a couple places where I think they expect a tip, but it's more like a buffet. I don't tip if I have to get my own food. That's stupid.
So are you talking about like where... But the waitress will bring you your drinks?
Yes.
I will leave a tip there. It's always, it's minimal. I mean, it's you know, like a dollar for the little Vietnamese lady that gets me my water or whatever.
I think we're talking about the same place.
Here you go, Wang Chung.
Wang Chung. I think her name is Rice Noodle. Is that racist? Not any more racist than Wang Chung, I guess.
You know what? We could just keep doing this. Like, here you go, Kung Pao.
Nope. I'm out. That's all I got. I got Rice Noodle and...
Jackie Chan.
Jackie Chan. Chris Tucker.
So, you know what? Think about this. Okay. If you're at a Vietnamese restaurant...
Yes.
And you're with a group of guys, and you go to leave your tip, or you go to hand them your credit card or whatever, and you say, here you go, Bruce Lee. That would be funny, right? Bruce Lee is Chinese. You're at a Vietnamese restaurant, but it's still funny.
Yes. Here you go, Bruce Lee.
But it's not as funny if you're at a Mexican restaurant, and then you say, here you go, Chris Tucker. It doesn't. It's not even funny.
It is, because it's so stupid. If I go to a McDonald's and it's a white guy, here you go, John Smith. That doesn't even make any sense.
So that kind of humor only works with Asians?
Yeah, their words are funny.
Their words are funny and they're yellow, so...
We're on our way to the top with this one. Is it wrong? I mean,
I'm just waiting for a fucking blow dart needle to stick me in the fucking neck.
If I go out and I order the cream of some young guy and I call the guy Jackie Chan, that's funny.
You really went with the cream of some young guy joke?
Yes. It's the only one I had. It's played out, I know.
Well, you had the hooflung poo. That was funny.
Kinda. That was like the first thing I could think of. I couldn't pronounce that dude's name. Well, wait. Why is hooflung poo funny, but cream of some young guy is not funny?
I don't know that I've ever heard hooflung poo, but I the cream of some young guy was on a t-shirt back in the fucking 90s.
You never heard hooflung poo? That's old school, man.
All right, let's break down this joke.
I don't think we should.
Let's take this mediocre premise and just draw it out as long as possible.
All right.
They're yellow and their words are funny.
We already went over that.
Are we done with this? Yeah, I guess we'll go to something else. So, tips. All right. I got to add that to our website list so I can remember to update it.
I just did.
I did.
Oh, maybe we must have done it at the same time. Why did you send me this, and why did you put this on here? This video from Twitter. What the fuck, man?
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's listed as P.
All right. Let's figure out why I put it out there. Because I told you, I don't put something up here unless...
Exactly. See? I can't watch this garbage, man. It's a good thing this is a video podcast so people know exactly what we're talking about.
I can't figure out how to get this off my screen.
Right. I don't think that excuse is going to work if your wife walks in.
All right. Yeah, so...
Go.
Now is when you're supposed to be fucking yelling at me. Because there was a reason. There was a thought as to why I put that up there. And it might have been the text that I sent you. That's what it was. Okay, yeah, I'm ready for this now. Okay, so there's this tweet that Anthony brought up. Now I got to click on it again. And it's from Her Sexy Eyes on Twitter. So the tweet that person put out says, "Wow, 6,000 followers in just a few days. Thank you all for following me. Here is a special video of me peeing on by with small dick." Is that you?
Yeah. Yep.
"Keep sharing and showing us the love." Okay. Bye so with small dick. Wait a minute. Now they're down to 3,000 followers.
It's because they saw the video and they're like, fuck no.
When I checked this, so I don't even know how this, I think somebody retweeted it or either that or I seeked out peeing videos on Twitter or something. They were up well past 6,000 followers.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, fuck, that's a beautiful way to promote yourself. So then I sent you a text a link to that tweet.
Yes.
And said, "You should let me pee on you and we'll get 6,000 followers on Twitter."
Right. Now I remember. The answer is no.
What if we put it on YouTube?
Then the answer is yes. I think you should take a video of you shitting in your own hand and smearing it all over your face.
What if I
pee? You know, for views.
What if I pee into a cup? And, you know, because we're across the country from each other. So if I pee into a cup and then mail it to you, will you just splash it on your face?
Nope.
Yeah, so that didn't play out like I thought it would.
There's nothing. I don't understand the... piss is gross, man. Just put it in the toilet and get it as far away from your body as you can. Same with shit. Just get it away from you.
You're boring.
I'll accept that. If I don't have to eat shit or drink pee, that's boring, then I'm in.
So you'll go fuck your rubber pussy, but you won't let somebody pee in your mouth? I don't understand.
Right.
Have you ever even tried it?
Nope. No interest.
You whatsoever. You haven't lived until someone's pissed in your face.
I'll think about it on my deathbed, I guess.
No,
you know I've always wanted.
I'm serious. I really think that we should try this, just so you can experience it. I think we should have somebody pee on your face.
All right. Nope.
Get your wife out here. Get her on mic. I want to ask her a question.
Something else. Nothing to do with any of this. It's just something else. It's off topic.
No, it was about a recipe she shared with me.
It's a piss cocktail.
I'll wait. Go grab her real quick.
No. She's busy.
No, just go grab her.
Fine. Yeah, come on in. Yeah, what'd you need?
Oh, you nailed that voice.
What do you mean? This is my voice.
It sounds like Ray Romano like 3 years ago.
That's not very nice.
This sounds like the reporter from the Pony the Prostitute episode.
I had to do the acting for that too.
Hello, Mrs. Anthony. I didn't know that you were a reporter in Borneo.
Yep.
Those of you that are still listening to this piece of shit, check out one of our old episodes. It's you can go to whosrightpodcast.com. It's called Pony the Prostitute. If I was you, I'd probably skip to the last 15 minutes of the show, and it's funnier than fuck.
If I do say so myself.
Fuck, we're rambling, man.
Uh-huh. This for fucking 2 hours now. We are an hour and 40 minutes. Amazing.
P. Do I want to link to that tweet? Yeah.
Yes. Yes. If we talk about it, then we're linking it.
All right. This is from the Inquirer. Nope. dailynewsscientist.com/article/216-1151-transgender-woman-is-first-2-b-able-2.breastfeed-her-baby/amp/.
So if you want to follow along, just type that in.
This is written by Jessica Halamazoo.
Halamazoo.
This is not one of our best episodes.
We're good.
We should have just quit with the article, or not doing the article, or not recording anything. A 30-year-old transgender woman. A 30-year-old transgender woman has become the first officially recorded to breastfeed her baby. An experimental 3.5-month treatment regimen, which included hormones, a nausea drug, and breast stimulation, enabled the woman to produce 227 grams of milk a day.
How much is that in real stuff?
2 stone.
All right. Perfect.
I didn't even know you measured milk by the gram.
I thought just cocaine was the only thing you measured by the gram.
All right. So now we got to figure this out.
I want to know in ounces.
I'm getting there, Dick.
Or paint cans. How many paint cans does it fit?
Grams to...
Grams to paint cans.
gallons. Convert grams to paint can. All right. 227. Convert. 0.05 paint cans.
That sucks. That's nothing.
You can't even paint your fucking shed.
I hope she has her kid drinking out of a paint can. That'd be great.
I think that from here on out, or at least the rest of this week, anything that you ask for, you should ask for it. You know, can you bring me half a paint can of that?
Fair enough.
Eight ounces.
Oh, well, that's not very much. 8 ounces a day. I'm pretty sure your kid needs more than that. It's almost like it's not natural.
So I think, isn't this just a coincidence?
What do you mean?
Isn't there stories of, like, guys taking, not coincidence isn't the right word, but I swear to God I've seen stories before in the past where different hormone type pills, even if it's nothing they were taking for sexual reasons, cause guys to produce milk.
Right.
So all this is one of those people. All this is one of those people that is a transgender. That's all it is, right?
Basically.
Okay, so it's not even newsworthy. It would be newsworthy if one of the transgender people, if their dick fell off, and then they grew a pussy without the fucking...
No medical intervention.
Yes.
So it's news because this is where we are now. Anything that paints transgender as normal or, you know...
How many references to painting and paint cans and shit are you going to weave into this story?
As many as I possibly can.
I'm painting with broad strokes here. Yeah. You just took my line, bitch.
Yeah.
We need to thin this out. This is ridiculous.
So I looked up this drug, and it's not even legal in the United States. This drug is not prescribed for anything in the United States.
That's because it's systematic elimination of all the transgenders. They don't want them to be able to produce milk.
FDA warns.
Between this and the dick fingers, they don't even need us anymore.
They can produce milk, and they can impregnate themselves with their finger. FDA warns against women using unapproved drug to increase milk production. So this isn't approved for... Oh, this is so stupid.
So I think the reason, if I remember right from what I read, the reason why it's not legal is because it harms the baby in breast milk, right?
Right. Stupid. People are fucking stupid.
Whoever this is was more concerned with being able to produce milk than they were concerned with the health of their baby.
Right. There is a doctor in here, and of course, the doctor's transgender, because everybody's transgender, and the doctor said that she knew about this, and she wasn't going to do it because she doesn't know if it's safe. But she's excited that this other person did it. Stupid, man. You're more concerned about your... putting it out there that you're fucking transgender and you're going to breastfeed your baby. So I found an article about this a few weeks back, but I didn't put it on here. What the fuck was it called? It was called chest feeding. this is the new trend. It's instead of breastfeeding, it's called chest feeding. And now they've actually made a way where they can actually make milk. It's fucking stupid. This whole world is going to hell.
Yeah. You know what?
No.
You know what we haven't done this episode?
What's that?
Hold on. I got to get ready.
All right, then. This is a downer.
Oh, it's not a downer. It's a perfect tie-in to our new segment.
All right.
Here we go. New segment coming up. It's all about social justice. So get your head in the game. Defining social justice with Juliet Miranda. She will read the definition. Get your head in the game. Fade out.
Fade out.
I don't know that I have any of these on the ready that have anything to do with what we're just...
just throw it out there. I don't know if I have any of these
ready.
Here we
do. We're going to see what this does.
Androcentrism. A group of people is androcentric if their practices focus on men. Androgyny refers to the combination of masculine and feminine characteristics. A person is androgynous if they express both masculine and feminine traits. A person's sex is androgynous if their genitalia was ambiguous at birth.
She's talking about male milk producers there. I don't know if you picked that up or not.
I didn't pick up any of that. What the androgyny?
It's funny. I really do enjoy her voice.
Yeah.
I appreciate like hell that she did this for us. You know, she recorded it. Like, I think we took up quite a bit of her life. Whatever, 15 minutes, half hour. I don't know how long it took her to do it, but
yeah.
I appreciate her doing it, but there's something about that one. I've listened to it four times. I have no idea what she's saying. I don't know if I'm mesmerized by her voice, or I just don't care about androgynous.
Androgynous.
Like, can you tell me what I just played?
No, I have no fucking clue. Is it guys that wear lipstick? I don't know.
You were listening.
No, I'm just guessing. I have no fucking clue.
I wish we would have thought of a better bit to have her do, you know, because I don't want to go back to the well and ask her for more shit. But
I'll ask her if you need me to.
Yeah, please.
You know, if you don't want to, I will. I don't care.
She's probably still got you blocked.
But I'm sure she does.
All right. Well,
stupid.
Thank. And I want to thank Jason from the Evening Radio Podcast for putting together that gimmick for us, or whatever it's called.
Yeah, that's funny. Thanks. Didn't sound sincere, but it was.
Affirmative action, positive discrimination, employment equity, refers to policies that advantage people of a specific intersexual access who are perceived to be oppressed.
Thank you, Juliet.
Intersexual. Nope. Did she say intersexual? Intersexual aspects?
Affirmative action, positive discrimination, employment equity, refers to policies that advantage people of a specific intersexual access who are perceived to be oppressed.
Intersexual access, positive discrimination. This is like a... what the fuck?
All right, we'll do another. We'll do one more.
Bisexual erasure is the tendency to ignore, remove, falsify, or re-explain evidence of bisexuality in Historia, academia, news media, and other primary sources. In its most extreme form, bisexual erasure can include denying that bisexuality exists. It is often a manifestation of biphobia, although it does not necessarily involve overt antagonism.
What?
Okay, here's what I don't understand. Two things. The first one is I'm watching your reaction as I'm playing this, and it's like you've never heard it before.
Yeah.
The second part of that is I've sent this to you. The third part of that is you sent me the fucking list to begin with.
Yes, I have heard it before, but that doesn't mean that every time I hear it, it doesn't get more and more retarded.
Okay.
The shit is retarded.
So there's people out there that are denying that bisexuality exists, correct?
I didn't know that, but yes, I guess. I didn't know that before I read this.
How do you deny that or the Holocaust existed?
There's no bisexuals and there was no Holocaust.
All right. Hey, don't buy this stuff. That's our next t-shirt idea. There are no bisexuals and there was no Holocaust.
I love it. Is that racist to say there was no Holocaust?
I don't agree with it. I just think I want it on a shirt.
Oh, I to deny that it's right up there with saying the earth is flat, there was no Holocaust, and there are no bisexuals. What?
9/11
wrong with these
9/11 didn't happen either.
Oh, wait. Didn't happen?
Right.
It was all a big movie.
It was all holograms. I think that's out. People know that.
the towers were never real in the first place. All the people that worked in them didn't exist.
Do you notice that the pictures from 9/11 look a lot like the people from Sandy Hook?
I did notice that.
And if you watch the old Zapruder films, they're right there in the crowd too.
They're crisis actors.
Ready? Action.
I've been shot. Cut, cut, cut. We're doing the plane one.
Does anybody know a crisis actor for race cars? Ooh, ooh.
Pew, pew.
Time for a Dale Earnhardt joke.
Is it really? It's too easy. Come on.
That's the only one I know. Him and Cole Trickle.
Him and what?
Cole Trickle.
I don't know who that is.
He was a NASCAR driver for Pennzoil.
Oh. Okay.
Wait, so I can say whatever the fuck I want. Nobody listens to this. Nobody's made it this far.
Did you say, so Dick Trickle drove NASCAR for Pennzoil? Is that what you said?
No.
I'm so confused.
Dick Trickle was a professional wrestler back in the 70s.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was. Was he?
Oh. All right.
Him and Walter Payton.
All right.
A lot of people don't know that.
I thought he was on the PGA Tour or whatever.
A lot of people don't know that Walter Payton was actually Coco Beware.
Coco Beware? Are you just... I don't even know what you're saying to me right now. Who's the one that invented iced tea? What, the Arnold Palmer? Is he the football player that invented iced tea?
What the fuck are you talking about? Yes, can we move on?
Please, please.
So if you want to fact check us, go ahead and do that on Twitter.
If you want to fact check us.
If you have information that is different than what we're putting out there, we'd love to know.
Perfect. Oh my God. So right. I've got a story that kind of goes along with what we were saying.
What the fuck were we saying?
the last story that you read, not the same, but kind of the same. Male transgender wrestler set to win second state title in women's division.
Well, gee, that seems fair.
I was going to ask you what you thought about this. So there's this wrestler in high school who was a man, transitioned into a woman.
Dominated the sport.
Yes, that's exactly what happened. What do you think is going to happen?
Okay, so here's what I think. I'm going to try to answer this in, not try to be funny, just try to be serious. So as a society, if we are being forced to say that if somebody transitions from man to woman or woman to man,
yeah,
that we are supposed to accept that and let them use that bathroom and all that, right?
Yes, yep.
And you and I have both taken that stance that, okay, that's fine. Let them do whatever they want to do. It don't affect us.
Sure.
So now, you, in order to follow that logic, you can't say anything different than that, whether it's bathroom or sports.
Right.
You have to be okay with it.
So here's this article. I had it backwards. I'm sorry. This article is all about banned substances. It's not all about that, but so they've banned steroids. You can't take steroids and wrestle in high school. Right? That's banned.
What the fuck does that have to do with it? You did have the story backwards.
No, listen. You can't take steroids and wrestle in high school. But the story says he began to take steroids to transition from female to male in 2015. So he takes steroid injections and wrestles. But steroids are a banned substance.
Yeah, so they shouldn't be allowed to wrestle.
But they are, and they are dominating because they are taking steroids, and they're allowed to take banned substances
that nobody else takes. So it started out as a female and then transitioned to a male?
Yes, I had it backwards.
Okay. Yeah. But either way, they shouldn't be allowed to wrestle if it's a banned substance. Whatever. I don't care. I don't care. I can't think through this shit. My head hurts. I don't care. Let them all fuck each other. I don't care. Let them all
fuck each other.
Fuck each other and make big middle finger dick milk producing babies. I don't care. I'm just trying to get through the day, man.
I don't care. Oh, shit.
I go to work all week, and then once a month I go on Who Are These Podcasts, and then I do this show, and that's it. That's all. I don't give a fuck.
Don't come on here and try to promote your fucking Who Are These Podcasts bullshit, all right? You think you're going to slide that in under the radar?
I didn't think you'd pick up on it. You are really being a bad cop, you know it?
It's because I had Brand X coffee this morning. I had this thing I was going to say, but it's an unwritable rant.
It's like we just get together and conspire to argue. I don't understand what
I don't get it. It's like, you know, Penn Meller.
Yeah, they need to change the name of their show.
I'm out of ideas.
Let's see. We could always bump uglies.
All right. I guess that's a show.
Yeah. One of them that I listen to.
All right. Is it good?
The sound quality sucks, but the content's funny.
All right. Work on your sound quality, guys.
So their last episode was really funny. It was about Valentine. It's just two girls. It's basically our show except two girls.
Yeah.
I think they're even set up the same way to record. They're remotely.
Nice.
But they were talking about Valentine's Day, and one of them got like restraints and anal beads.
Nice. I like her already.
But there's this fucking ticking that. As they're recording, and every time she talks, you can just hear it going. Tick, 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 tick. So it sounds like she's recording her podcast on the emergency strip of the highway.
Huh.
But I do know that she listens to this show. So hi.
Hi. Is she bumping or is she ugly?
You got to ruin everything.
You gotta ruin everything. No, some of them land and some of them don't. I just gotta say as much shit as I possibly can and hope something lands.
All right, can we be done?
Yeah, I don't care. I was done when I first started.
Fuck, we could just wait and put this out the week after.
That's what I said. That's exactly what I said.
Maybe 2 weeks after. We'll take a week off and then release the other half.
There you go. It's a good thing we recorded us talking about that vinyl thing because I already forgot. I would have already forgot about it.
All right. Who's right? Will you quit? Don'tbuythestuff.com. Get some of our shirts and other podcast shirts. If you're a fellow podcaster and you're looking for somebody to host your shirt ideas, get a hold of them. They got a pretty good deal going on. No money out for you. And I think he'll like, whatever. I don't care. Just do it. I don't care. I'm drained.
God, you're so good at this.
I started out like I was reading something, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
And then my brain just like, you're out.
All right, I'm going to take this time and I'm going to say, leave us a voicemail. That's all I want. Leave us some fucking voicemails. 508-974-4489. Leave us voicemails. Please. It's the only way that I get feedback.
What? All right.
Even if you hate the show and you want to tell us how much we suck and how fucking terrible we are, just do it. Call. Please.
All right. Yeah, do that. Whatever. I don't care. Who'srightpodcast.com/... I'm just fucking around.
Are we still on Hush Your Face?
You know, I guess.
Yeah, so we're on the Hush Your Face network, so check that out. some other podcasts on there, I'm sure.
We need an outro.
We have an outro. We have two different ones that I use. Yeah. But we're not. Nobody's ever made it that far, remember?
All right, everybody. Thank you. We're going to use our intro as our outro because I don't want to do any editing. See you later. Hold on. Slowly fade. And we're back, everybody. God, coming at you, episode 3. We're going to keep this train moving. Let's get into our giveaway.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, I'm done. I'm stopping recording.
That last thing was a piece of shit.